This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. You're listening to the best of Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's Lizzie Cundy.
And Stephen Leng at Access All Areas. And thank you very much for listening for the last however long we've been doing this for.
Well, it's been such fun. And we've got the best bits just for you.
Of 2016. And there's plenty of them.
Oh, my goodness. We've had some laughs.
Yeah, I mean, too many to mention.
Well, I think we should listen to them, don't you?
I think we should.
Yeah!
Yay.
Love Happy you Christmas. All. Happy Christmas.
Hit a wall right now. I need a miracle. Hurry up now. I need a miracle. Stranded, reaching out. I call your name, but you're not around. I say your name, but you're not around. I need ya, I need ya, I need you right now. Yeah, I need you right now. So don't let me, don't let me, don't.
First guest in.
He's so cute.
He's very, very cute. Hi, James Hughes.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just excited to be here.
The star of X Factor, my star.
Oh.
He was so cute. You melted my heart.
I think you'll be coming back.
I think so.
Always happens, doesn't it?
I have to say, James, well done, first of all, for doing so well in such, I mean, it is the biggest show on all the TV screens.
Yeah.
You did so well. For such a young guy, what was it like? Tell me.
I think being 17, it's tough to go into that environment and just sing. It's tough.
A bit.
But it's good fun. I enjoyed it. It was fantastic.
What were they like? The old the judges.
The judges are amazing. Like they're not scary.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they just want you to do your best.
Wow.
They're nice.
So you did a version of Etta James's I'd Rather Go.
I did.
And it's doing rather well on YouTube now, isn't it?
It is. Just under a million.
That's wow. very impressive. Yeah. We'd kill for those kind of numbers, wouldn't we, Lizzie?
Well, we've probably got them with James in here today. James, are you good at singing live? You want to give us a little bit? I always do this. I'm so mean.
You don't have to. Lizzie likes to get people on the spot.
You see, I do that to people. But you have an incredible voice, that's why.
You do have an incredible voice. It's rare for a boy to be able to sing like that, I think.
Ooh. if I had music, I'd do it.
Okay, well, we don't need to worry about the live singing, because yeah. I know it's one of Lizzie's favourite things.
I do that to everyone. Chloe, if she's listening, Chloe Page is coming on soon, beware. So, James, what made you want to go on The X Factor? Because you are very young, only 17. What made you say, right, this is the show?
There's no other talent show like The X Factor. Well, there is, but there's none that's going to give you the platform that you mm-hmm. need. With The X Factor, you know, it gave me a platform and I'm feeding off it and I'm doing well.
And what was it like, the nerves? Because I can't imagine when you're in front of those famous faces, what is it like?
And you're very young to be doing, you
yeah,
know.
It must be quite daunting.
The first couple of auditions, so the first room audition and then boot camp, it wasn't scary because there was other like competitors in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for boot camp there was.
Mm-hmm.
But a 6-year challenge, it was so scary because you had 5,000 people sitting there with you.
And they're booing and they're jeering and they're...
Horrible.
Was that kind of a... That's a pretty nasty situation to find yourself in, isn't it? How brutal was it actually being there?
Do you know, for me, it wasn't that brutal.
Because they loved you.
Yeah, I changed it up a bit from the other boys.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good fun. The crowd enjoyed it, so did Aww. Something well.
And you went to the judges' houses, so that was amazing. You went to Nice, didn't you?
Yes.
Lovely.
What was it like?
Nice was nice. It was so warm, and I decided to wear a roll neck jumper. that's what you do when you're in Nice. They told us to pack for all weathers.
Okay, so you did.
Oh, bless you. That's not
who was your judge? Remind me.
Oh, is it on face?
Nicole.
The best one.
Yeah,
most crazy.
The craziest one.
What was she like? Was she? I mean, she's stunningly beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, she's. You could just stand and look at her all day. Like she's so pretty.
Oh, he's so cute. And how was she as a mentor helping you?
You know, she gives you good advice and she just tells you to just relax. The thing she says to myself and the rest of the boys was, you know, it doesn't have to be pitch perfect. The notes don't even have to be there. Mm-hmm. Just the passion is what she's looking for.
Right. Yeah. Because it's so tough, isn't it, going to that big show. You've got these big names. You're up against other people a lot older than you. And you did so well, James. I mean, what was your family like?
My family was so proud, you know, just getting into the competition. I never thought I was going to get through the first audition rounds, and to get to judges' houses. I mean, that's such an achievement.
Yeah.
So everyone was so happy.
But what is it like then not going further? Because obviously you have an amazing talent. You wanted to go all the way.
When I come off the show, you know, I was a bit bitter to start with. Because I was thinking, you know, that should be me.
Because
you've got someone like Honey G, and I've got to say this, very controversial, because at the minute, a lot of people saying it isn't fair that Honey G is in there because, you know, she hasn't got the talent. It's a comic act.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that's what it is. It's an entertainment show.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's not all about just the singing with X Factor. I think that's what people have to bear in mind, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what were your thoughts on Honey G?
Personally, I think, with the people that the show could have had, the show could have been strong, but I think with the people that's on the show just now, it's pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Because it does stir people up.
Yeah, it does.
Because I did a little video message with Honey G, because I was doing the X Factor Live last week, and people came round about going, she's not talented, what are you doing, giving her any airtime? And people getting really angry with me, but I just see it was a bit of fun.
Mm.
You know, but for you, being knocked out by Honey G, I can imagine.
Well, not directly.
Not directly, though. I think she could do a good punch. But I mean, you were knocked out, you know, in a way. Did you feel quite angry in a way about it? just a bit bitter.
I knew what I was getting into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a competition. Obviously, the show just wasn't meant to be for me this year. I still got far enough and I still done well in the show.
Getting to judges' houses is a real feat.
It's major. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Thousands of people audition and it got knocked down to six and then you had your wild cards. So.
Yeah. I mean, would you consider doing it another year? Would you think, right, I'll come and try this again?
At the moment, I'd say no.
Oh.
I'm happy with how things are going.
Wow. Because, James, you've been very busy since you left me, haven't you? Tell us.
Yeah, what have you been doing since?
Well, I signed with a PR company. They're doing some amazing things for me. They're so helpful. I've just been at events all the time. I'm writing some of my own music at the moment.
Oh,
yeah.
I like the sound of this.
Yeah. So if you're from Scotland, are you living down here now? Or?
Well, I move next. Well, I was meant to move this week, but I'm moving permanently next week.
Oh, yes. What about your family? What's happening? Are you going to do it on your own or have you got...
I'm going to move on my own, yeah.
Wow. It's time.
17?
Well, I moved out of house when I was 18 to get to university. What's the difference?
Oh, he's so cute. I'll come round with a bag of food and make sure you're tucked in at night.
Yes.
I will.
Is it quite scary, though? Because obviously it's quite different, probably, I imagine, to the outskirts of Glasgow, coming down, going to parties, doing all that kind
Glasgow,
of thing.
I love Glasgow, by the way. I love Scotland.
Yeah, I love Scotland too.
I went to the Scottish Fashion Awards. They can party, let me tell you. Yeah. Me and David Gandy at the Scottish Fashion Awards.
I have no doubt about that. Yeah, how do you find it?
I love London. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. It's good fun. The people here are nice. I don't really know what else to say.
But you've got friends. You've got friends around here.
Yeah, I've made, like, from the show, I've made so much new friends. I'm in contact with them every single day. Everything's just so flowing.
Yeah, going in the right direction. So you're writing your own music.
It's so
sweet.
Who are you
kind of inspired by? Who are your favourite artists?
Oh, Tina Turner.
Oh, good first choice.
Yeah. I want some Tina Turner on.
All right,
CJ.
I'll line up some Tina Turner for you.
Tina Turner, really? You like a bit of the old funky?
Yeah, that's the kind of music it has to. That's for me. That's the kind of music that I'd want to bring out.
Yeah.
Like the old soul.
Old school.
Make it new, but old school.
But put your little twist on it.
Yeah.
I love that. James, very exciting. So you're coming to London. Whereabouts in London are you looking at?
Fulham.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I say, yeah, Chelsea. We'd go to the Chelsea game together. Yes. Great. It's on my way home. I can pop in, have a cup of tea.
I mean, where is my invite to these Chelsea games, Lizzie?
You don't like football, that's why.
I don't like football, but I do like drinking.
No, I need someone who knows the offside rule. Mm. Wasted ticket.
It's something about where the someone is and the ball.
You're just going to look there at the footballer's legs.
Yeah,
no.
That's all right. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Listen, James, very excited for you. Shall we play a track? What does James like?
We've got a bit of Tina Turner.
Let's get some Tina Turner.
A bit of
for
Tina
James.
Turner. Wait, hold on a second. Have we? Yes, we have.
Woo!
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it.
there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
Looking stunning.
Oh, thank you so
much. As
you.
Always, I keep seeing you out and about lately.
We do, and that's always what we say. Oh, don't you look gorgeous? Don't you to each other. But I really mean it. You do.
Thank
always
you.
Look good.
Thank you, Di. Well, you do. And I saw you sing. You sung at the National Reality TV Awards at Mado.
Yeah, that was good. It was really good.
You have got an incredible voice.
Thank you.
We've been blessed today with the people with the incredible voices.
Now, Chloe, you first were on X Factor. God, it was back in 2015. It's unbelievable.
2015 sounds really old now, doesn't it? Like, really out of date. Like, almost 2016 sounds out of date.
It does. It's unbelievable. But you were such a hit. You did very well. I mean, how did that go about? Why did you want to do that show of all the shows you could do?
Well, I think, especially in the UK, that's obviously, like, the biggest one at the moment. Obviously, the Voice are moving over, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But, I just kind of went for it. I didn't really see why not. I just thought, I've been singing forever and I've always sort of dreamed and imagined what it would be like to do it. Don't actually think I had that. I didn't have like an expectation of I want to get here. I just thought, I'll go for the auditions, see what happens. And then I ended up going all the way to judges' houses. So it was good.
Oh, I mean, was it nerve-wracking? I can't imagine. I mean, it must be so daunting when you're out there thinking, I'm doing good, I'm doing good. Don't want to get too excited, but you did so well.
Oh, thank you.
Was it just so daunting in a way, as well as exciting, but it was quite daunting.
It is daunting. I think before my very first audition, because mine, obviously this year, they did room auditions. Mine was at Wembley straight away. So the day before, I was practising. And this guy that was helping me, he's a keyboard player, I was all nervous. He was like, how are you feeling? And I was like, oh God, like tomorrow I'm going to be singing at Wembley Arena in front of all these people. And then he was just kind of like, but you do this all the time and it's what you love and what you've always loved. And actually, that's where you want to be anyway. Like, actually, don't be nervous. It's a dream come true, really. And as soon as I changed my mindset to that, every time I went out and did a performance, I was really excited. So my first audition, I literally kind of ran on the stage a little bit. I was a bit giddy. It's all a bit embarrassing, actually. Simon Cowell actually said after I sang, he was like, I thought you were going to be really annoying and shrill.
Because you were like excited puppy dog.
I was, because I just thought, I'm at Wembley Arena. Amazing. Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, the same go for you, James. I mean, did you have that same, you had to say to your head, right, this is my time, don't let nerves ruin it?
Yeah, you just, it's hard trying to prepare yourself because you don't know the reaction of what you're going to get from the judges. So just try to get yourself in that mindset. It's quite tough.
They can literally change like the wind, can't they? You could be really good and they'll be like, I'm not so into it. And then you're just like, oh, great. Well, my time's been wasted. But, you know, luckily it went well for both of you guys.
Yeah. So. I found performing, so although Six Chair Challenge is so brutal, it's almost like in The Gladiator. That's how I felt.
Is that what
no
it's
one
like?
Got killed, though.
It's
I just
horrible.
Want to point out.
Yeah, no one gets killed, but it does feel
that would,
like emotionally
I mean, that would be
draining.
Brutal.
Because the audience are roaring. Do they psych the audience up? Because
there's a guy
it.
At the beginning that's like proper revving everyone up to go. And the day after I'd auditioned, I went and watched the boys and stood right at the back. And I was literally appalled by some of the people. They're literally like, oh, they love it. It's like back in the olden days when they go and watch people hang.
Yeah, rotten tomatoes.
Yeah, not the lions.
Do you know, honestly, if they were given rotten fruit, I feel like some people would have thrown it. It's really brutal.
I've actually went to one. I went to an audition, actually last year, funnily enough. I don't think you were there because they do them over loads of days, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do.
And the crowd are nuts, and some of them are drinking beforehand. So
oh, no.
That
worse.
Combination, I mean,
but
honest to God,
it's horrible. Like, can you not have all your friends and family there going, Chloe?
Yeah,
James,
of course.
Come on.
But that's like five people yeah. in a crowd.
Well,
like,
to be fair, I have got a really big family, really big family
with loud voices.
With really loud voices, they're all scousers, so that they can shout loud
if they
want. So that was good, but. Yes, 5,000 people, so it is scary. But I think, obviously, for both of us, we had a good experience with it.
Yeah.
But it's, for me, I stopped thinking about the judges and just kept thinking, I get to perform to all these people, then plus the people that get to see you when it's aired.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept thinking of it like that, and that it was an opportunity and an amazing experience, which it was, and I'm so, so glad that I did it.
And what have you been doing since then?
So I've been concentrating on writing, getting some original material, which I'm getting excited about sharing. And just working on my artistry, really, and pushing that so that when I'm ready to release, I can come back with a bang.
Yeah, good for you, Chloe, because you have a hell of a voice.
Thank you.
And I was very pleasantly surprised because you were just so professional when you sung at the awards, and there were loads of rowdy people there as well.
Yeah.
It was a bit like going back to that.
Whenever there's drinking involved, that's just what happens,
isn't
it?
Rowdy, but you silenced everyone, was like that, wow.
Oh,
and I was next to
hopefully
guy.
In a good way,
oh,
not
wow,
like,
no,
oh, this is awkward.
Mouths were open like, wow, she has talent, she's got it.
Wow.
Oh. It was a wow, it was a wow. It was an off,
getting out of the Rotten Tomatoes again.
Can you tell by their faces whether they like you or not, though? The judges, I always feel, do you look at them and think, oh, they're not enjoying this, or do you try not to look at them?
Oh,
James?
I didn't like to look at them. Just one minute they could be like dead smiley, and then the next minute they could be like, this
yeah,
is rubbish.
But they totally have poker faces, I feel, yeah. sometimes as well. I thought at boot camp, so my first audition was in front of an audience, so I was kind of concentrating on the audience. And then when we went to boot camp, it was the first time we were in front of them. So I definitely did try and look at them, especially like Simon, you know, because you feel like he's the boss. You want to
yeah.
you want to make a good connection.
Did you get eye contact or not?
Yeah,
yeah. I bet you did with him. I bet you loved him.
But it's hard though, right? I imagine as well for the judges, because they see so many people, like to kind of find something in you that they think is different, or, you know, that it could be... I can see why they keep that straight face, because, you know...
It's funny because then when you watch it back, you hear what they've said that you couldn't hear, what they say to each other, or like what they've whispered during your performance.
Yeah.
Because
that must be horrible seeing people whisper while you're trying to sing a song.
Because you don't notice. Because I don't because I'm in the moment, I'm performing. So it's actually really enlightening to watch it and see what people really said or their real reactions on their face.
Did you watch it back after the show? I always think that. Do you watch it? Because it must be quite tough actually in some ways, is it?
Oh, I love watching it. I still watch it every now and again now, like get it up on YouTube, because I think I can't believe that really happened. Because all my life I used to watch X Factor and be like, wonder what would happen if I like went on there? Would I get through? Would it be... Because when you watch it on the TV and I have all that music and it's dead emotional, I thought, would I burst out crying? Because I cry when I'm watching it at home, but I kept it together.
Yeah.
So watching it back is just... I think it's like an amazing memory. If it goes well for you, which obviously it did for us too, so I feel like if it
hadn't gone so well, it'd be more difficult
then
to
it's
watch.
Never. I was a bit worried about going on the show for that reason. If it doesn't go your way or in your favour, it's going to be there forever.
Mm.
Chloe, I've got to ask you, because we asked this for James, what's your feelings on Honey G? Because there's been a lot of controversy whether she should be in this competition or not. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think she's cool and she's definitely entertaining people.
Mm.
She's getting them the press.
You don't
she's
feel that there's more worthy
about, yeah.
singers that should have gone through, rather, because she is a she is entertaining, but it's comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think if that's what the X Factor decided they want to put through this year, that's totally their choice. I mean, I think there obviously was bigger and better singers, but Sharon decided that she wasn't looking for that. So that's kind of... If I was the mentor, I probably wouldn't have put her through. I think she's fun, though.
Yeah, she was very nice. She bought me a drink at the bar.
Did she? She seemed...
Oh, well, I can't be complaining about that.
People meet her and they're like, oh,
you have to buy
lovely.
Your own drinks at X Factor Canteen. I'm sorry, as you know.
You don't know the Strictly ones.
James, so what are the hopes and dreams? James moving to London. So what's next for you, young man? What is the next step? Have you got something you're releasing or what? Writing?
I'm just going to keep focusing on what I'm doing just now. I'm still going to keep writing. I don't know. Like, anything can happen. That's my motto.
Anything can happen. Ooh, I feel a song coming out. Can't Chloe sing?
God, no.
I always have to get my guest to sing. Come on, James, don't be shy. You're only with
this
the cunters.
This is not a karaoke session,
right.
Is he?
Now, who is your inspiration,
Are you
Chloe?
Sure? You definitely just put a karaoke
yeah,
track
exactly.
on.
I was going to say.
It's a very good point.
Chloe, who's your inspiration? Who, when you were growing up, did you think, wow, this is what I want to be like?
Well, I think, strangely, for a young girl, I started singing about 5, and I think the first song I ever sang was Celine Dion, I Will Always Love You.
Wow.
And then what I think shaped my voice and my tastes in music, I really, really loved Eva Cassidy and Dusty Springfield.
Yes. Which, I am loving your two influences.
Yeah,
this is great.
I mean,
so many, people say, like, boring people, but you've picked out some good classics, and I'm into that.
I mean, I'm definitely more into, like, modern music now, and my tastes have changed, but that definitely shaped my voice. I think what you listen to and what you're influenced by when you start shapes just how... when you listen to Amy Winehouse, you can hear that she used to listen to all that jazz and all of those, like, old, beautiful artists, and then you make it something new, don't you?
Did you have lots of training, Chloe? Because some people just don't have any and think, no, this is, you know, how I sing and I don't want training. But did you have training for
I did have singing lessons.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever say I had training. Like, I never had, like, a really formal piano teacher. She was just, like, this lovely woman I used to go around her house. And it was quite a lot about getting emotionally connected.
Yeah.
So... I mean, there's all the boring stuff like breath support, and which I think is all really important.
Breathing, yeah.
Yeah, that's which is boring.
It's not glamorous, but it is important.
Do those funny mouth
really
movements.
Yeah, you got to exercise your face.
That's how you get wrinkles. You've got to be careful.
Yeah. That's true.
Don't move. You've seen me at my musical. I won't like that. Oh, no.
But obviously, we have been seeing a bit more of you out and about, Chloe. You're enjoying that whole kind of scene and going out and getting papped and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's fun,
too.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's definitely a bit different to my life a year before.
In Eastbourne?
Brighton. I'm from Eastbourne, but I've lived in Brighton for the last 5 years. But I was a bit of a housewife, really. Like, genuinely.
Stayed put.
Yeah,
in
I
your
stayed
onesie.
Put. And I was just kind of like a good little cook, and then I was just in a bit of a rut, and then I went on the X Factor, and now I feel really driven and back on it. Like,
excellent.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
See, I don't like a party.
Don't you? I see you all the time, Lizzie.
It's not me. I've got a lookalike for silly dresses. Right, so are we putting a little number on? What do you like?
Let's put a little number on. Let's hope that to goodness that it's not an empty train.
Yeah, what have we got on?
Oh, well, I love the new James Arthur song.
Oh, wow, that's perfect.
Yes.
Let's say that then.
Let's
that
play
works.
James
that
Arthur.
Works. Absolutely love this.
Perfect.
Get it on.
I met you in the dark. You lit me up. You made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away. We drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you. I think that you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know it. 'Cause I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I
breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. And I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. Oh, and you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Ghost, 'cause you were always there for me when I needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part, like in our vows. So I wrote this song for you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me two.
Bit of James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go. We're having a nice little sing-along. And speaking of sing-alongs, we just had some good news,
haven't
you?
Oh my God, Chloe Page! Tell us the news to our listeners.
So yesterday, I was cooking a little roast for my friends.
As you do.
As you do. And on a Wednesday. We were just pretending it was a Sunday. So yeah. We were like, we'll pretend it's Sunday, cooking a roast. And my friend was playing the piano. I started singing. His friend started filming. We uploaded it at like 4:30. And while we were just doing the interview then, it hit 1 million views.
Woo!
I can't believe
1 million
that.
1 million views. That is very impressive.
1 million. Whole 1 million people in what time is it? In like
Chloe.
26 hours or something.
That is Chloe. Very impressive.
That's ridiculous.
Quick, make spaghetti bolognese tonight. Don't see if you can be there.
Just, I could start a thing, couldn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah,
like cooking and singing.
YouTube like channel.
Because I love cooking too.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, like singing and with cheese
this
and toast.
This is a new TV show.
So what did you say you were singing, Adele?
I sang, I was singing when we were young. Oh. And I didn't realise they were filming.
Let's get this up on our FUBA website.
Yeah, do.
Fantastic.
He like messed up a little bit on the piano. So I turned around and then realised they were filming. So we kind of just laughed. But you know what people are like? They're like, she was miming. Because I had my back to them the whole time.
It's a fix.
Everything's a fix.
Well, talking of fixes.
Speaking of fixes, there's just
Stephen
been some
Lang,
breaking news coming
breaking
in.
News. Forget I mean, Donald Trump. This is the real news.
Let's not get too excited. It is only about Honey G. So, apparently, this has come from not okay online yet. But what is being said is that Honey G is at the centre of even more controversy after being double booked. So for the X Factor final, she's meant to be performing in Scotland the night of the X Factor final. So that would seem to indicate that the people behind X Factor, or she, knows that she's not making it through.
Has the X Factor booked her?
No. This is a place in Scotland, Kitties and Candy.
I'll do it.
We've just been.
Ah, yeah!
Actually, Scotland! James! Right, let me ring them.
Kirkcaldy? Is
that's
that how you say it? Kirkcaldy.
Honey G, we've got James.
No, but what do you think about that? So that means that somewhere along the line.
James, let's go to you first, because you've
I'm not
got
a Honey G fan.
Yeah, I'll call Honey G. I've got a number, actually.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Go. Go, my darling. How do you feel on this with the.
Well, everyone loves the X Factor, so I'm not going to be like, oh, it's fixed, because I don't know. But Honey G, double booting, X Factor, I mean, there's no competition.
So what it seems to be is that everyone, they know, she knows, she's not going to make it to the final. Mm. I think, I don't know.
So are you saying that X Factor have booked her for this, or has she independently made this booking?
No, I don't know.
Because, I mean, it would definitely say it was a fix if X Factor made this gig, but I'm sure she's probably just done it just in case. And then if she ends up in the final, then just win win.
Just cancel it.
Yeah, then she'll cancel.
I get that. Maybe that'll make more sense. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's not putting all your eggs in one basket.
It's true. And I mean, I'd quite like to see her in the final. Maybe she could do a little Craig David special like happened last year, you know. Like...
Oh, with Reggie and Bolly.
Yeah.
That was actually electric. Were you there?
Yeah. So
it was,
I was there.
It was amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah,
I thought it was incredible.
It was amazing.
But it's funny, you know, but I really don't think ITV would allow a show to be fixed. I don't think it can be.
It's an interesting one because, obviously, they have people that they like and people are invited to audition, aren't they? And a lot of people don't know that.
Mm. But they openly talk about that, right?
I think they do when people get to live shows, but maybe if you're just watching auditions at home, you wouldn't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a funny one.
Well,
I don't think it's a fix because it's voted, so you can't. There's only so much.
Surely that would be illegal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And remember years ago when Christopher Maloney was top of the vote for all those weeks, and then right towards the end, just wasn't. And there was a strong chance he could have won, done his little duet with Jane McDonald or whatever it was he wanted to do.
Oh yeah.
But in the end, he didn't win, and that's because viewers didn't vote for him when it came to the
he
final.
He had a lot of trouble with all of that, didn't he?
He's had a lot of plastic surgery now, hasn't he?
Oh, has he now?
Yeah, £60,000 he spent on.
No.
Yeah, looks exactly.
So
the same.
Basically, all his money from
looks
Big Brother
exactly the same.
Has gone on his face.
Yeah, true.
Oh God.
It's all about how it made him feel, though. If he feels better for him.
Exactly. If it made him feel good, but he's skint.
Yeah.
But he looks prettier.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been a real treat having you in the studio.
So fantastic having you. Listen, James, all the best. He's such a sweet boy, and I hope I'm going to see you out because I know I'm going
to
see Chloe.
He's not old enough to be going out to the parties yet, is he?
Nearly. It's his birthday next month.
Nearly 18.
We'll have to do a big 18th birthday bash, James.
Yeah, shall we?
We will.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll organise that. I'll wear a special dress.
And Chloe, thank you so much for finding
thank
me.
Thank you,
Chloe.
So
and
pleased
congratulations.
To finally get you in.
Thank you.
So where can people find you? You're on...
You can get me on all sort, you know,
your
all the platforms.
Twitter.
Chloe Page Sings.
Chloe Page
That's
sings.
Easy, isn't it? That's
and James?
Nothing much.
James_Sings.
Oh.
Everyone sings.
Might as well say what it says on the tin, mightn't it?
Well, yeah. We just had Chelsea sing on, but it was a different source.
True.
Yes, true. Everyone's got to sing. Sorry, just saying. But fantastic, guys.
Thanks so
much
for having
us. And well done for doing so well.
Thank you.
Seriously, it's one of the biggest shows on TV, and you both of you guys have done phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well
we're very
done.
Impressed.
Very, very honoured to have you here on FUBAR, but we've got another busy show because we've got a... Well, it's taking
got
over...
Mother and daughter,
TV.
I've just seen them
the
arrive.
Mother and daughter are in the house.
And they are crazy.
They're causing trouble already. Get a track on quick.
baller, I'm the youth. Ay, I am the greatest. Ay, this is the proof. Ay, I work hard, pray hard, pay dues. Ay, I transform with pressure, I'm hands on with effort. I fell twice before, my bounce back was special. Let downs will get you, and the critics will test you. But the strongest survive, another scar may bless you. I
don't give up. No, no.
No, no.
Don't give up. No, no, no.
Nah.
Don't give up.
So excited.
We've got
this
them
is
in.
The most glamorous ever FUBA.
The craziest ladies
seen
in showbiz. Sharon and Marley Evans.
Hello, guys.
The stars of ITV's Meet the Parents.
And plenty of other things.
And loads of other things. I mean, I can't believe the list. You are busy.
We have been very busy indeed.
We get
it
around.
So tell us a little bit about the project, because you've done quite a few already, haven't you?
Yeah. So our most recent show that we did was
Meet the Parents
with Holly Willoughby,
oh,
who
the
we love.
Holly.
You love Holly.
Oh, we adore her. We adore her. We're one of her biggest fans, aren't we?
Yeah, I wanted to go to her dressing room and nick the dress that she was wearing, but I was too scared that
could
I'd get caught.
For that.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous. And how was that show? Because tell if people haven't seen it, what's the concept of it?
It was absolutely fantastic. Basically, singletons like her go on a date picked by her parents.
Yeah.
So me and her dad sat there and tried to sort of sell her good points.
Yeah, well, and there's so many, I mean.
So you were saying she's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Oh, stop.
If you don't date her, you'll regret it till your dying day, basically.
till your dying day, yes.
And although you did amazing, I didn't win the date, and I was furious because I'm so competitive. And I was just like, oh, anyway, you couldn't have handled me anyway, so.
And when he saw her, he knew he couldn't.
Yeah. When he saw you, what was he like?
His face dropped to the floor, like, oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah, it literally did drop, like,
And what was he like? Did you quite like him, or was he your type?
Well, I kind of like an Essex boy, and he wasn't like that.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was a bit, you know, I like somebody who's kind of rough around the edges.
Ooh.
And,
baby.
So, yeah, I mean, he wasn't my usual type, so I wasn't too gutted, because I went on a date, like, literally the next day.
Good girl.
She goes on a date every day.
Good girl, that's the way to do it.
Where are you meeting these men?
Oh, God, everywhere. I mean,
Stephen hasn't had a date for
a long time.
Oh, no, I'll sort you out, darling. Babe. I can do this.
Ooh, there's another show.
Yeah, there's another show.
But you have been on our screens a lot before, haven't you? We've done lots.
Yeah,
I remember you on Judge Geordie.
We started out on BBC Two, with The Kitchen. That's how it all started 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, that was a three-part series.
And what was The Kitchen?
Oh, it was like the Gogglebox with food.
Oh, fantastic.
It was good.
So eight families cooking in there, eight kitchens, talking about family life. Really just fun, just like Gogglebox, but with food.
So we started
doing that, and then we did Judge Geordie after that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
it's just been like,
and what was that show like being on that?
Oh, it was amazing.
A lot of drama.
Incredible experience. I got proposed to on it.
She's always stealing the limelight.
Oh my God.
She's not wearing the ring, guys. Ask her what happened.
Oh no, don't.
Oh no, what happened?
I don't know what happened. I don't know even up to
what,
today what happened.
You just lost the ring? What the?
Oh no, I think we lost the sparkle in the relationship.
Oh.
We're still, we're friends. We are friends. Mm-hmm. He's a lovely person. I'll always be friends with him. But I just don't think he's got the mojo that I need in a man.
Oh. What do you need in a man?
I need a man that can catch up, keep up with me.
He is lagging yards and miles
behind.
I don't think we can find that man, can we?
It'd be absolutely not.
Superman.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
What did he find it hard, maybe, because you were all both suddenly in the spotlight and he suddenly changed your
life?
Yeah,
he's a very, like the boy next door type of thing.
Yeah.
And we're not like the girls next door.
No.
So it was a bit of a clash. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
how's this going to work out? Yeah, but I think you wanted a housewife at home to cook.
Oh, yeah. boo that.
And you are out there, baby.
No, darling, just we're look not at going that to top. Stay home and cook. Not unless we're being filmed.
I'm going to assume. Yeah, you're cooking for those cameras. But yeah.
So, I mean, you call yourselves the mother and daughter duo.
Yeah, we are MADD, M-A-D-D.
Yep. Yeah.
We're Britain's closest mother and daughter duo.
Right.
So you carry on, darling.
You know, it means that we are a duo. We do everything together.
Literally
everything.
Is that not a bit weird for a mum and daughter?
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
I mean, because you get on so well.
She's
obviously.
My best friend.
Aww.
She really is. I mean, we do everything together. And I mean everything. We go shopping together. We go partying together. We go sauna together.
I mean, we even have our periods together, guys.
It's the truth, we do.
No one needs to know that.
People do think it's weird, but
yeah,
I always say, you know, every single person on the planet has a best friend. The only thing is my best friend's my mum. So,
it's not true,
so
though.
Lovely.
It is actually true.
Do you know what? That's the loveliest thing, because I've got two boys.
Aww.
And my eldest wrote me a birthday card and he said, "Mum, you're my best friend."
Aww.
Because we're similar, we go out together, though he doesn't approve of what I wear, but anyway, something else that many people do. But, you know, we're so close and it is so lovely. It's quite rare, isn't it?
It is so rare and we get a lot of attention because of it. Some people.
But you don't like sisters.
Yeah, they think we're sisters. They don't know I'm the mum until she opens her mouth.
That's
how MADD came about, because at first they thought I was the sister and I kind of let it play out like that, you know, why not be the sister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she said, she's my mother. And they was like, "What? Your mum?"
Yeah.
And this happened everywhere we went. Everywhere.
Yeah.
So in the end, she branded us as MADD.
Yeah,
"Mum, we're MADD."
I
said, "I know we're MADD, darling." She says, "No, we're MADD." I said, "Yeah, I know we're MADD." She said, "No, mum, you're not listening. We are M-A-D-D.
Mother and daughter duo.
I thought, wow, I do
like. It works. And is it tough if you want to be with your friends or our guy, or does it work out? Does mum come along too and you say, because you're one of the girls?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we go out together and we've never been on a double date, but that is next on the agenda. That's the only thing we haven't
done. That sounds like a nightmare for any poor man that has to get involved in that.
Well, the thing is, Stephen, we actually want to have a double wedding.
We do, with two aisles.
Yeah, two aisles.
We want to walk down it together.
It'll be the first double wedding in history and we're so serious about this, and the fact that mum is now not engaged, it infuriates me. Because it's put, you know, this plan on hold. So
you have to find someone as well,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you've got to find someone.
Yeah, but she can find someone.
Can you not find a dad and son duo or something?
Oh, no, but that's weird.
That would be weird.
Are you quite fussy really with your men? Are you quite fussy? But you go for dates every night, so it makes me think you're
I've got better taste in men than mum has in men, because mum's had two divorces and one engagement that's just come to an end. So
at least she knows what she wants and doesn't want.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think I have better taste in men. Wouldn't you agree?
No. And any taste that you've got from men, you got it from me, sweetheart.
Do you reckon?
These two are hilarious.
Hold on a sec. So you like Essex boys? I am judging
you
for that.
No.
I am judging you for that.
Are you? Where do you live, guys?
We live in
Bedfordshire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bedford.
Yeah.
I know it. And you just go for the rougher type, shall we say, or a bit of the laddie.
I do like
Essex.
A lad, but he does have to be a bit of a family boy as well, because obviously, as you can see, I love my family. So,
and mum's going to be with you on every day.
Do you know who I've got a big crush on?
Go on. If you say Dan Osborne.
No.
Liam Gatsby from TOWIE.
Oh, gosh.
He's an unlikely
Gatsby.
Seriously, no.
Gatsby.
No, I tell you why, because he's different. I like a guy
who's
different.
He's not two at all.
And he loves his family. Like, did you see like the scenes with his mum? Honestly, it's so
that
sweet.
That was cute.
So I just feel like we already have a bond there, and
he loves his family.
I think you could probably get a date with Gatsby fairly easily. To be honest,
I think
you'll be
ringing the show now. It's
sort me out, guys. Sort me out, Lizzie, with Liam.
I'll sort that out,
okay,
darling. I think you'll be chuffed a bit. Seriously, I don't know where the mum will be though. So when did you decide you wanted a career in TV, or did it just sort of fall on your lap? How did it all come about?
Well, it did fall on fun like that, because we actually got scouted for The Kitchen. Sorry guys, mum's just literally having a hot flush. That's the only time she's quiet. This is the only time she's quiet, when she's fanning herself and having a hot flush. So I'll tell the story.
22.
So yeah, we got scouted for The Kitchen, and once we did that, although it was a lot of hard work, because it really was, but we loved it so much, and we decided actually we want to do this again, and that's how it kind of started, and it's continued ever since. Yeah. And it doesn't seem to be stopping.
No, it seems to be a great success.
to be really honest, 7 years ago I got a degree in media performance, and when I finished the degree I didn't go into television, I went into marketing. So right. I didn't use the skills that I'd learned anyway. Okay. Well, I did actually. I used it in marketing.
I can imagine you being good at marketing too.
Oh, I was excellent. I was the best in the company.
I have no doubt about that.
I got all the bonuses. I got all the holidays. I got all the perks.
Such a show off.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. And I did that for 7 years. So I transferred those media skills into marketing. And then when The Kitchen happened, I was like, hang on a minute, forget marketing.
Yeah.
Telly's a lot better.
Well, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Showbiz world is fun.
And how have you found the publicity in the press? Because obviously people are getting to know you now, aren't they?
I know.
The thing is, we have so many people that absolutely love us, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, me and my mum watch your like YouTube channel together. Like,
oh, we've got a YouTube channel,
you know,
yeah.
We follow your every move. You know, you bring us together, and I think that's so sweet. But then, you know, you have those sad individuals that have no life.
They give a lot of hate.
Yeah. Right. We absolutely get that. So we get a lot of, you know, negative people, and they're like, I mean, we don't pay attention to it because we honestly don't care.
Yeah, we love it. We love being mad. We love being Mother and Daughter Duo. We love our YouTube channel. We love our little fan base that's growing rapidly, and we're happy.
Yeah. Because the YouTube channels are taking off, aren't they? They really are. And how's yours going? Is it?
Yeah, we're really enjoying it. What we like to do is we like to do Gossip of the Month. So we'll get like a couple of magazines and we'll just basically go in on anyone that we feel like going, but we'll never go in on you, Lizzie, because we think you're amazing.
Thank you. I love these guys. My new best friends.
Yeah.
It's very light-hearted talk. You know, we literally start talking 10 minutes, 5 minutes before the cameras roll, and we don't really prepare
don't
it as
plan.
Such. We just very off the cuff.
And
it's called Mad Talk.
Like us.
But how do you, to get your TV work, did you have to get an agent? Did you have to think, right, I want to get on? Or did they come to you?
What happened with The Kitchen is we were actually headhunted for The Kitchen, which was shocking. We didn't expect it. It was not planned. We got a phone call one day. They saw our YouTube channel, Mad Talk, M-A-D-D Talk, all one word. They saw that. One of the producers called us and said, we'd like to come and see you. We're doing a show and blah-de-da-de-da. The rest was history. 3 months later, we were filming The Kitchen. After The Kitchen, we got scouted again.
Yeah, so
3 months later for Judge Jordy. It was like, oh, this is really good.
What happens is, like, when we work with, you know, like
different
a TV
producers.
Network, they just love our energy, and they just kind of get in touch. And when we finish working with them, they're like, we are going to call you again for the next project that we're doing. And it does always happen. So far, it's literally just been, like, people saying, we loved working
times.
With you. You know, we've got this idea, are you interested?
And the latest one that we just did, oh my gosh, tell them about Carjackers. We got a phone call saying
this is waking me laugh.
Yeah, go on, you do it.
Okay, so we've got another show coming out next month. And it's called Carjackers on E4, and basically it's the UK version of Pimp My Ride.
Who knew?
And
guess
really
what?
Ugly car.
The car's outside.
Yeah.
So we're taking Lizzie to go and see our gorgeous Madmobile in about 10 minutes.
I cannot wait.
I'm excited to see this.
Steve will let you in if you.
Oh,
really
thanks. How kind of you.
Girls, what music do you like to listen to? What gets you in the mood?
Do you know what? I was literally having such a dance out there. I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
all kinds
Ariana.
Of crazy things. Yeah, Ariana Grande.
We like easy pop.
Yeah.
We just love easy
pop.
That
sounds good.
Yeah, we
That's
love easy
we
pop.
Love
That's
easy
what we
pop.
Love here
yeah,
at Fubar.
We don't want anything too deep. We're not into all the deep stuff.
Mum, daughter,
just
they,
easy
they,
pop.
They
we like to have
the same
fun.
Music.
Well, this is perfect. So shall we play a little bit?
Oh,
and
yes.
Then we'll, and then I think, Lizzie, you're going to like this one in particular.
Yes.
And then we'll get back to chatting. I want to ask you about Honey G and the controversy that's with X Factor this year.
I say Honey.
We are going.
And you say
G.
Or Nat.
Yeah.
Right, a bit of Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city.
off from my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. Something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock. So don't stop, stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance.
Listen, I wouldn't
Essex
say
boys,
no.
Justin.
Oh,
how
he's
old are you?
He's married.
I'm 24, but yeah, all ages are fine.
All ages, darling.
No, I like older guys. Mum was the same, wasn't you, when you was
definitely,
my age?
Yeah. When I was how old was I? When I was 18.
I don't know.
My
you don't know your age.
Oh, that's quite the age.
Everybody was talking. Yeah. Everybody was talking in my area about it. But I liked him because he took me to restaurants. 17-year-old boys.
You like a lady?
Yeah, well, he treated me like a lady. He opened the car door. He taught me to drive. He took
Sweet.
Me to restaurants. It was manly behaviour. I loved
it. That's what you want, yeah.
See?
But I wanted to ask you two ladies what you
yes.
thought. We've been having a lot of discussions this evening.
It's
about X Factor.
Controversy.
About Honey G. Oh, is gosh. She real? Is she... What do you think?
What do you think of the rapper? And do you feel... it is a bit of a fix. And do you feel it's right she's in when there's other more worthy singers?
I think it's a big joke, a big fat joke, and it's boring and it needs to stop. The fact of the matter is, no, seriously, Jin, don't look at me like that. I call her Jin, by the way, because her middle name's Virginia.
I think you say tonic.
So I call her Jin. The fact of the matter is, there were so many exquisite singers that were turned away. This is called the X Factor. This is about singing. And Honey G is taking a mickey with her raps. She looks ridiculous.
I believe
it's all ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I believe that Honey G is a disgrace to British culture. I mean, seriously, my big toe's got more talent. I'm actually offended by her
That's
performances. Yeah, her performances offend me.
Wow.
Why is that?
Because it's stupid, and
it is,
I believe,
really,
you know, she's taking the
mickey, and she's taking the wee-wee.
Yeah.
You can swear on this show, babe.
You're allowed to swear, darling. She's taking the wee-wee.
She's taking the wee-wee. And X Factor, you know, has brought so many incredible stars, you know, into the show and exposed us to so many amazing people, you know, Alexandra Burt, Leona Lewis. How on earth can you put Honey G in the same...
And what is she going to do? Is she going to sing the same song... H-O-N-E-Y-G every week? She sung it on the first week.
This is true.
And she sung it in the second week. So is she going to sing it next week? How
but
is she getting away with this?
There is the argument. X Factor is supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah.
It's an entertainment act rather than a talent.
Yeah, but it's not Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
It's not Britain's Got Talent. It's a singing show. And she can't sing.
Why can't we be entertained by people that have talent? That is entertaining to me. I love watching amazing performances. People that have got real talent. Why can't we, as a nation, be entertained by real talent? Why do we have to
have the Joker?
The Joker.
On such a serious show.
Mm. Yeah, no. Honestly, she's so offensive to me.
Do you... So you're two very loud and proud black women. Do you find the argument about...
Loud? I didn't notice.
Just a little bit.
Keep my earmuffs
on. Do you find the argument that she's being culturally insensitive? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that she is, you know, to a certain extent, I feel like she's mocking rap culture.
Yes.
And, you know, there has been so many incredible rappers. And rapping, it's an art form. Mm-hmm. So she's come along. She's made it
a big joke.
And, yeah, it is offensive. It definitely is. I think it's time for her to stop now.
Wow.
I can't believe that good singers are leaving the show. Mm. And she's staying. And one thing that really upsets me is, because I believe in fairness, what upsets me the most out of this whole Honey G fiasco is that she gets promoted in between the breaks. So she's getting promoted. Dermot's accidentally saying, "Oh, honey, I say honey, you say G. Oh, sorry about that. I couldn't help myself."
Yeah.
And then you've got the mummy G's, the daddy G's. Soon you're going to have the baby G's. How come you're not getting that with all the other artists?
That's true. It's true.
It's
but
unfair,
I have to say, though, she gets a lot of attention and viewers, and a lot of people do like Honey G.
It's because she's being promoted so much, though.
Well, girls,
she's a bit of a
weirdo,
isn't she? She's a weird one.
I have to say, she was very nice to me in the X Factor canteen.
Oh, was she?
Well, she bought you a drink. Did you bought you a drink?
We did a song called Lizzie C.
Lizzie C. Ooh, see, that's
you
a song.
Say
I'm
Lizzie.
A
I say C.
Lizzie
C.
Lizzie
C.
No, that's enough of that.
Sorry, Stephen. So, girls, what is next for you? I mean, You're doing now the new show, which is
The Carjackers, which is coming out the second week in November.
So
on
what are
E4.
So what are you actually doing on that then?
Well, what the story goes like this, Stephen.
Right.
She was driving a very ugly car that I thought was ugly.
What was it?
It was a Jaguar.
It's a classic.
Yeah,
sometimes
but it's a grey
like
Jaguar.
Classics.
She's grey. I mean, come on, look. Grey Jaguar.
Not a grey girl.
Looks like a man's car to me.
Yeah.
So when they contacted us, one of the producers contacted us, I thought, right, that grey car's going.
Yeah.
So that's how she didn't know about it. She didn't know about it. She thought that they were coming round to film us as a duo.
Yeah,
right.
A family show. She had no idea.
And when I went outside,
my car was gone,
and I flipped. I mean, I can't tell you exactly how I flipped because you'll have to watch it on the show. But I mean, I had one of my tantrums that were just like it was like a hurricane. It was insane. The neighbours could hear me. It was a disaster. But in the end, they pimped my ride.
Yeah.
And
she loved it when she saw it. It's so beautiful.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It gets stopped on the street all the time. The kids love it. It gets photographed. It gets
Oh, I, as long crazy. As you're not stopped by the police.
Yeah. No, that's not stopped. Exactly. Like I think they're too scared to stop us.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So where do you go from here? Right. I mean, what are you hoping to do? Do you want to do more reality shows or do you want to do, you know, you can sing?
Oh, she can really
oh my
sing.
Gosh,
she
no.
can sing, but she doesn't want to sing for a career, which no. I think is a wasted gift personally, but she doesn't want to do that.
Britain's Got Talent?
No.
She won't do it. She won't use her voice.
No.
She won't use her voice.
No, no, no.
That's a shame, babe.
No, Mum.
Come on, come on. Sing something.
Come on, let's do it together.
I tell you, you can sing it with me.
And some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby.
I can't sing.
If I ain't got it, you, baby. Some people want diamond rings. Some just want everything, but everything means nothing. If I ain't got you.
Now, usually I hate people singing in the studio, but that was brilliant.
Yeah, that was so embarrassing. Really amazing.
Well done. See, no, if you've got that talent, why are you using it?
I don't know why.
Oh, come on, girlfriend.
Right, lock her in a cupboard under the stairs until she agrees.
I know.
Yeah.
So what are we? Our that's future incredible. Looks bright, doesn't it?
That's incredible. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm speechless.
Oh, that's all right, sweetheart.
That's amazing. No, I Stephen hates me because I always make people sing on this show and it's really unfair. But I think, well, it shows the talent. Look.
It certainly does.
Thank you.
So, but you don't want to use
both
that.
X Factor contestants didn't want to sing.
I mean, we want to, you know, do some more TV shows. We also want to get into presenting as well, and you know, we're in talks with like a few different networks, so there's definitely more to come from Mad. You will not see the last of us. We're going to be popping up left, right, and centre.
I don't think even if we wanted to, we could. You know what I mean?
So. Can I say, right, I'm following you now on Twitter.
Yay!
I
think you guys are wonderful.
Oh, thank
and
you,
I
honey.
Love you've got the mother and daughter love. I love it.
We love you, Lizzie. You. Love honestly, you you're such a queen. Thanks. And don't get jealous, Stephen. You're a queen too.
The family thing.
Yes,
I love it.
Am.
Thank you.
I love it. And I love what you're doing, guys. It's so good you came into FUBA.
Oh, yes. We're so happy to be here. We want to move in. Can we move in, darling?
Yeah. I don't know whether Stephen's ears will take it. But I'm going to see your car in a minute.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah, yes.
But if anyone
it.
Wants to see us, I mean, having a good old chin wag, which we do very well, they can always go to our YouTube channel.
Yes,
Mad
where
Talk.
Can they find you? Right, okay, let me look this up.
It's so, M-A-D-D, Talk, all one word, squished together.
Got it.
If you separate it, somebody else's channel will come.
Which so is rubbish, by the way, their channel.
So M-A-D-D-T-A-L-K, Mad Talk, and that's us.
And then also on Twitter, Mad Imani and Mad Susan.
Got it.
I got you, baby.
Oh, woo!
I got you.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for coming
Fantastic.
In, guys.
We
and now we're excited to come
it,
down
Stephen.
And see the car.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go and
and
see
when
the
are you
car.
On air? When is ITV Your Meet the Parents? Has it
that's,
been on
that's
yet?
Right,
that was last Saturday.
Yeah. Was it last Saturday?
Yeah, yep. But people can still watch it on catch up. It's the first episode of Meet the Parents. We kicked off the show, which was fabulous.
You kicked it off with a bang, baby.
Yeah,
oh,
we
my
did.
Gosh,
we had the best time ever, but that you can catch it on catch up.
Yeah, ITV Hub or ITV Catch Up.
Wonderful, with Holly Willoughby. Well done, girls. I'm so proud of you. You've done so well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Really lovely girls. So what can we play them out, darling?
I'm feeling like
I feel like I need a bit of Mariah Carey, a bit of something different.
Yeah,
I've got so much glamour in the studio, baby.
Well, we're not having Mariah Carey.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're gonna have a I'll make a decision around
it's
it.
It's very bossy.
We're
That's
gonna
what
have
you think.
I'll tell you what, we're gonna have a little bit of Calvin Harris. How
Ooh,
about that?
Yeah.
A bit of cow,
Does that work?
I love that. Juice?
Yeah, we love a bit of cow.
We're gonna shake our boobs to it.
Our real boobs.
I'll shake mine as well. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my dad who's listening for the first time. Hi,
Derek.
Dad.
Hi,
Dad.
How are you doing?
Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Derek, do you have a beard? Does Derek have
Derek
a beard?
Derek does not have a beard.
Aww. Derek, I love you, Derek. You've got a lovely son.
I appreciate that. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so
much.
Guys.
And here's a bit of Calvin Harris for us all to sign out on.
Shake our tits.
And can
Shake
I just say, we'll be here next week. Loads more guests. It's Cowell and Cundy. It's
Calvin
coming
Cundy,
in.
Yeah.
And it's all happening in the studio next week.
It's Access All Areas, 6 p.m.
Baby,
next week.
Don't miss it.
Why wait to say, at least I did in my way. Lie way too faced, but in my heart I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 My way. nothing in my way. One thing in my way, you are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way, you are the one thing in my way, you are the one thing in my way.
To the best of Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
I'm so excited.
Why,
who's Zara Holland and our gorgeous mum Cheryl's are in the house.
Hello. What beautiful bombshells we've got, Sai.
Oh, I mean, you both are such beauties.
And you're very kind.
You know, it's true. Yeah, and Zara's gone a brunette.
Yes, I've had a refresh of my colour today.
It looks really nice. You can still see a hint of the blonde, though, which I quite like.
I had it done maybe like 4 weeks ago, and it was very dark, and I thought, oh, well, I can't have my blonde moments anymore. So,
yeah, you can't get away with that.
Can't get away with it. So I thought maybe I need to add...
Is that your natural colour, though?
It is, really, yeah.
That's nice. So, but people might call you Malteser, because that's what I used to get called, when you're brunette on the outside, blonde on the inside.
Oh, I could have a Malteser.
Yeah, Malteser
that's actually
moment.
A really good one.
We've got loads outside. Fill your boots.
Actually... Let's have a Malteser. I need more than a Malteser, the way I'm feeling. Anyway.
Lizzie's been up on night.
I have not slept. Who needs sleep? Not me. I'm a robot. I will go out in a blaze one day and they'll be gone. Girls, welcome to FUBAR. Thank you. You know we love you. There's so much going on. And first I've got to say congratulations to both of you. Zara, you've got your new calendar.
Yes.
Very saucy pictures, some of them.
Oh, Zara.
Tasteful.
They're tasteful.
Tasteful.
Well.
Can you talk us
Mum,
through some
did
of them?
You blush when you saw some?
There was one or two that, I got a bit rosy cheeks, but and my dad was a bit,
granddad.
I think they're quite beautiful.
Yeah. I love the front cover.
Oh, thank you.
Chose
I like
well.
The bunny.
What was your favourite shot, Zara?
And
what
Halloween.
Was Halloween, what was that? I haven't
As
seen
a devil.
It oh, very and what
fitting.
Was yours?
Yeah, very fitting.
Oh,
I like the bunny.
The innocent bunny,
which Zara is.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Zara, you've had a very eventful year because last time you were here, you just got back from the jump.
Yes, that was like February.
You were... Yeah, can you believe that?
We were there. I can't believe it.
And that's a year ago. Yeah. And it has gone crazy since.
Really crazy. Totally life-changing. But amazing experiences. I mean, to say I've had a fashion range out, my calendar's out, I've been to events.
Love Island.
Love Island.
Was that hard to watch when I'm watching her on Love Island? I must have been.
Yeah, some of it, I sort of put my fingers in my ears and shut my eyes. Sometimes, but then other bits, I was laughing so much. I was like crying, laughing.
I know.
Some of it was really funny.
Very good TV.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was great TV. You're so hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. See my you blonde are. Moments.
We saw one of the blonde moments. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. She's brunette now. It
yeah, I'm brunette now. It's okay. all gone. It's all changed.
It's a new leaf.
But yeah, then went on holiday. And had my 21st birthday, had that in Marbella, and then...
Barbados, lots of pictures in Barbados. Yeah. I think every day I kept
seeing
pictures.
There was every day. And can I just say, that they were not set up or anything. Like, we'd literally, like, I'd be so hungover some mornings, and you know when you just want to, like, lie in the sea and not do anything. And this guy'd be there hiding, like, behind a canoe or,
I know.
Like,
they're
with
really
a towel
crafty.
On his head.
They're Beach naughty. Crafty. They're naughty
like,
in Barbados.
Oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe it.
I swear they're more crafty.
Yeah, mum was like, I can't relax. I need to breathe in all the time.
No, it's horrible in Barbados.
2 weeks. It was crazy. You know, don't you, Lizzie?
Well, I was there once. I was about to tuck into a hot dog, of all things. And my boy turned into the spy, like Inspector Poirot. And he went, Mum, there's one behind a boat. And he's in the sand lying down. You're about to bite into that sausage. It won't be a good picture. And I went, oh, no. like, suck my stomach in, put the sausage down.
They're like funny little animals, though, aren't they? Yeah. You see them running around. You're like, crazy. Oh, what's that person doing?
And
you're
I know. But in the end, I went up to him and I said, look, if you're going to take a picture, can you just tell me? Because it's really horrible. I've got my kids here. Da, da, da. And he went, yeah, okay, of course I will. But then the next day he was again hiding.
I think that's the thing, though, like with everything. Like obviously, Prince Harry's released that statement this week, hasn't he?
Oh, that was full on.
That was really full
that
on.
That was a tough one.
Yeah. It's, I think there's, yeah, like he is a normal person, but, you know, he's everybody, he is, you know, he's a royal.
Yeah,
so
it's funny, though, but it's I think it's hard because I do feel
you feel
like,
for him.
Yeah, yeah, because I...
How is he ever going to get a girlfriend, though?
Well, he's got one now.
He's got one now.
Guess what?
I'll go out with him. I know her.
Because I had to look after her. I looked after her. She was at the Eva Longoria...
In Canada?
And when it was in London.
Yeah.
And she was sitting next to me, and I said, Suits. I didn't really know Suits, so I rang my boy, and my boy went, oh, no, she's hot. She's really nice. And we became quite good friends.
Yeah.
And she followed me on Twitter, and we text. But she used to text, and when I saw her, I went, oh, my God. And I realised I hadn't followed her back on Twitter. And I was like,
follow.
But she actually is a very, very sweet girl. I was very sorry to see her sister write all that about her. It must have been tough.
I don't understand how they met. Is that out there? Because I was like, well, she's not really someone that's going to be on the polo circuit, is she? She's not. You know, I was a bit like,
wasn't he in Canada? And then that's
well,
how
he was
they
doing.
Met.
Yeah, he was doing his charity work out in Toronto.
I'm actually scared to even talk about it after this statement. Have you read the full statement?
Yeah,
that was
I tweeted
released?
It.
We got it all. Obviously sent round to the magazine where we were all talking, like, you know, read this, and you know, now it's, you know, and I get it because I had no idea. I obviously, you know, you do get it that if someone goes out with a prince they're going to be hounded, but to the level
extreme
I couldn't believe, and you know, there's been racist attacks
breaking into a house,
it's like absolutely animalistic, like it's too far. And the thing is, there's a fine line, and it's kind of weird because it's like Harry, he's a prince. Obviously, you're going to expect a certain level of harassment. He's had it his whole life. He knows the deal. But
well,
he's
with his mum, I mean, he couldn't get any worse, really.
And he's saying, like, I understand the drill, but Jesus, this is too much.
I think it's like anything when you're in a new relationship. Like,
talking of love, love is in the air. Everywhere I turn around.
Are you going out with Prince Harry?
No.
As well.
She's got her own prince.
I have my own prince.
Actually, do you know what? I was sitting there and I saw your because I obviously follow you and like everything you do. And I saw this picture and I thought, it's out, this Instagram picture. And then all of a sudden there was loads of likes. And then I thought, I bet the phone's ringing. People have seen this picture.
It went everywhere.
Of you and your man.
Tell us about them.
How did you meet? Who is he? What's his name? Has he got a nice family?
Yeah.
Well, he's perfect. He is amazing.
Wow.
I met him through mutual friends in Barbados.
Oh, it happened. He wasn't a pap, was he? He wasn't.
Well, actually,
climbing up a tree.
Oh my gosh! So
and
you
it was just
in Barbados.
Yeah, he lives up north, which is perfect for you know for me. And everything's amazing. We're going to Bali for New Year.
Oh, Bali is one of my favourite places.
OMG, Mum, you obviously know him.
I do, and honestly, he is. He is a perfect boyfriend.
Oh, amazing! Yeah. I'm buying a hat.
Oh my God, I'm really excited!
It's so nice.
I'm like Auntie Showbiz here.
Auntie Showbiz.
I'm getting a hat.
Yeah, she's buying.
I want to meet him.
You buy a hat and I'll buy a fascinator. Should we wear matching outfits?
No, but I've never seen your face light up. And I know.
She's very dark.
I'm really
tell
happy. You really are.
I met him on my own island. It didn't need Love Island to meet
him.
Yeah,
met
him
on your own island. And what was it that
he
was different
watch
about?
It either.
Oh, good. Oh, good. tell him not to.
Yeah, you know.
Good.
I don't know. When you know, you know.
Yeah.
He is perfect and that's it.
You clicked.
Yeah, straight away.
And,
does he
excited.
Mind the whole limelight situation? How's he with that?
Well, he gets, obviously, with me, with what I do. Yeah. And it's kind of what I've done for, I guess, nearly 2 years now.
Yeah.
But I don't, he doesn't need to be in it. He doesn't really want to be in it.
Yeah, that's,
that's very refreshing.
That is a very good quality in a man, I'd like to point out.
Because it's awful when you go
on
dates.
It's a horrible industry. It's a horrible industry.
You can always kind of tell, I think, can you, Zara, when you're, if you're with someone and there are perhaps that's something trying to get in the pit, you suddenly,
oh my God,
and I suddenly think, oh, hang on a minute, this isn't sitting well.
Yeah, I did an interview the other day and there was two questions like, how could you tell if a guy just wants to be with you to be famous? And I actually think you so can. Like, you know, if they, oh, what event are you going to? Can I come? Or, oh, follow all these like famous girls on social media.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, does he mind you going to the events?
No,
you,
he loves it.
Does he?
I don't think men should have social media. Yes. I don't think men should be allowed.
No, it causes trouble.
Yeah. It does cause trouble. Social media is good for some respects, but when it's like all these body shaming,
it's when they ask
comments,
you to be
nightmare.
A plus one. A man shouldn't be asking that, can I be a plus one to a random event.
Oh, I know.
You should ask them and kind of beg them to come along with you, and you know, that's a sign of a good man.
I know, but Zara, you've obviously been in the spotlight for quite a while now.
Yeah.
I feel I've been through it with you.
You have.
In lots of ways.
Yes.
Guiding. But I have to say, Zara, I mean, to have a boyfriend, does the agent go, oh no, you've got a boyfriend, you can't do this show, or this is going to stop you? Because, you know, like Simon Cowell would always say to the boy bands, oh, don't get a girlfriend, or don't come out publicly, you've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, of course, like to some respect, but I was single for 2.5 years, and at the end of the day, it's my life and my happiness, and I'm not going to... When you meet the right one, you know, and why on earth would I ever risk anything?
Yeah,
just for
be happy.
When I know he is the one, so...
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. But I do think this could be the one? Do you think that are wedding
bells?
Oh,
he definitely is. He definitely is.
Have you discussed marriage?
All right, we're not going into that. Sorry.
Babies, little Zara's running around. I can't wait.
Well, we've got our wedding outfits already.
Oh,
I've just been on ASOS.
Cheryl, you're not ready.
Right, anyway,
Cheryl, you're way too cleverest. Now, I'm so excited.
Literally,
God, I've got to catch my breath.
Literally,
I'm a fan. Now, I have to say, lovely mum, so you must be happy that Zara's looking so happy and settled.
Yeah, you just want your kids to be happy, don't you? There's nothing else that matters. So as long as they're happy.
Exactly.
Then, you know, mums are happy.
And mums are happy. And Cheryl, you've got your own TV show that I don't think everyone knows about.
Oh, no. Well, I take a back seat. She takes the front seat.
Well, mum was in it before me.
Yeah. But you see, I don't know if everyone knows. Can you tell, Cheryl?
Well, I've worked on Dickinson's Real Deal with the wonderful David Dickinson for the last 9 years.
What a character he is.
We love David Dickinson.
He is fantastic.
I said he looks just like my dad.
I know, and I said he looks like my mum. Because my mum's got permanent tan. No, but she's gorgeous. But she's got the same tan. Always say you've got that tan.
He's just on his own. He's just individual. And he's got this sort of charismatic sort of thing about him.
And he's in the new Bridget Jones movie. He's a movie star.
He is.
He's great fun.
He's a legend.
So, Cheryl, why did you, you know, and how did you get into antiques? Was it something that was...
My dad's an antique dealer. When I left school, I actually was a model. And then my dad sort of summons me back up north and said, I think you'd better get a proper job. So and learn, you know, a proper trade and things. So I went to work with my dad and learnt the trade, which was very much a man's world. And it was fascinating because there was me. They thought I was a bit of a blonde bimbo, didn't know anything, you know. And I worked really hard, learnt the business, got some amazing clients, and I had a lot of power in the sale rooms and things. And I made a little bit of a name for myself and made some really good friends.
And how did you get onto ITV then? Did
just
David Dickinson go?
A fluke.
It was a real fluke.
A researcher from the show stopped my dad one day at an antique fair and said, oh, would you audition for the show? And he was like, oh, no, not me. My daughter will. So I went, oh, go on then. So I went off down to Bristol for the audition and, got it. And then my dad was like, yeah, do you know, actually, I think I want to be on the show. So my dad's on the show as well now.
Is your dad on the show? Which one's your dad?
So he's David Hakeney, or Dapper David, or...
Dapper David!
Dave the Rave!
I know! Oh, my God! We should have got him in as well!
I know we should have. He's very charming. He's married. He's remarried with my dad. But, wherever I go, I get ladies asking, oh, is your dad single?
He's single.
Oh, yeah.
The Silver Fox.
The Silver Fox.
He is charm.
He is.
Oh, I love that.
I think my mum quite fancies him.
Probably does.
Your mum that looks like David Dickinson.
I have. Yeah, well, they make a nice
couple. No, she really does. She won't like me for that. She's gorgeous, but she always has the same colour tan.
Well, I look like Donald Trump, so...
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
No, you really do.
I know. Just don't call me Hillary. But that's amazing. So you are there. You have to say whether something's worth it or not, whether you want to part with money.
I sit on the table, sort of the... And people that don't know, sort of the... The show works on the idea that people bring along their valuables and antiques and they sit down at the table with me, the dealer, and I make them an offer, and then they have to think, well, do I want to sell it to Cheryl or one of the other dealers or go to auction? So they get like an offer of, let's say, £100, but then some people say, oh, no, I'm going to go to auction. And sometimes they win, but then sometimes they don't.
Can I ask, is that your own money you're giving?
It is. Yeah, so it's a proper gamble. Loads of people don't think it's our money.
Because some are really tight. Who's that one that's really tight? He does it and he goes, no, I'm not going any further. And then sometimes they quibble over like fiver and they'll go, one more. Can't you do a bit more?
And yeah, yeah. Just can you give us a bit says, more? Oh, I just like a little bit more.
When we all
love a bit more. Oh no, I don't want any. I need some sleep. That's what I do need tonight. Sleep. Sorry, girls, I'm a bit weary.
Maybe you need hair of the dog, Lizzie.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get someone to go to the pump for us.
Okay, we'll get a hair of the dog.
So yes, we need a bit of hair of the dog. That's fantastic. So, and when is that new series starting?
So we've just filmed in Dunstable about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So that's going to be shown probably in the next sort of 3 or 4 months. Then David likes a little break around Christmas.
I bet he has a nice big jet off somewhere.
Yeah, he goes to top up that tan.
He goes to Barbados.
Yeah, tops that tan up somewhere. And then we're filming again up north. York's my next date in early January.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, and off we go sort of ITV in the afternoon.
Now, listen, I've found a load of football memorabilia. I mean, do you think that's worth
really
something?
Valuable.
Is it?
Football programme.
I shouldn't say this because my ex-husband might be really listening.
See me on another day.
We'll talk later. All right.
If I see you in disguise at one of the dealer days.
Fantastic. Yeah. But that's worth it. And our autographs, because I always think, are autographs worth anything?
As long as people have got, they can, you know, sort of verify, or they've got, say, a photograph of the person with them and actually prove that it's genuine.
Oh, so selfies are worth it then?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if they've got something to back it up.
You see, my son met Billy Joel, got an old album signed.
That's
and
amazing.
I said, but how do we know it's Billy Joel? And he went, Mum, I was there. And but how can you prove it? You need the picture.
Yeah, when you're signing it.
With a picture, honestly, it's you know, then you're laughing. Some of them are worth a fortune.
I'm not kicking myself.
Come on.
Now. We need to
I should have got Whitney Houston when she was in that lift with me.
We should have got Justin
Bieber. Making me carry her bags.
Yeah, I'd have loved to have seen Justin Bieber.
That mansion and get Justin Bieber.
I know.
Yeah, the Justin Bieber mansion
in
North London.
I'm going to get it.
You're my neighbour now. Come I'm going to start throwing eggs at his house like he did to his neighbour. See how he likes it.
Yeah.
Bieber, I tell you, I quite like him.
Oh, I love him. We've got the album in the shop.
Oh, I absolutely adore him. It's really embarrassing.
I want more Bieber on. I love Bieber.
I can't.
I
always make it the Bieber show. It's really embarrassing.
I did a crazy dance on New Year's Eve to Justin Bieber.
Sorry.
All right, you can do it later.
I walked into the pub and it was... Sorry, and I go, what do you want? I'll have 2 drinks, and then sorry.
Well, you know that's very nice. I'm sure he'll be very I'm embarrassed though about the level I talk about him. I'm actually going to stop. It's actually embarrassing.
You do talk about people all the time. It's true.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, obviously.
But I don't
tend to look at what he writes because it does kind of irritate me.
There was a lovely girl that came in here from OK and he retweeted.
Oh, yeah, he's very nice with the old retweets. The online team.
She had a fit because she sat and then she went, he's retweeted.
He did that like he was in Canada, wasn't he? Did you see it? And he did like he was just in the pub on a Sunday having a few beers and he just got up and started to sing.
Wow. Yeah, but then he's like, oh, I don't want people following me. And then, there's a piano. Then, oh, hark.
Yeah, and I think that was absolutely ridiculous. When he said to his when he walked off the stage in Manchester.
Yeah, we spoke about that earlier.
Well,
joking.
Yeah, I know. He needs to calm it. The anger management clearly hasn't worked.
I need to have a chat with him. Yeah. Auntie Showbiz.
Auntie
come
Showbiz.
In. Just sit on my leg.
Send a taxi for him now.
I have got a selfie with me and him. You missed out. We were just saying this. Oh, anyway, right, we've got another track because I've got so much to ask you still.
We've got loads.
I have loads to ask you. Right, quick track and we're back with Zara and Gorgeous Mum. Cheryl.
Gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go, I didn't spill the truth. But can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Favourite song?
Of all time, ever.
My boys turn it off though if I'm in the car and it comes on. They go, no! They're so anti-Bieber. No, we love a bit of Bieber here at FUBA. Well, more to chat to. We've got gorgeous Sarah Holland and her gorgeous mum, Cheryl, here. Now, both TV stars in the room, right, may I add. Now, Zara, I've got to ask you, what is going on? Because you've been doing so much. You've been doing lots of TV.
What's been going on? Yes.
Are you allowed to reveal what and where? Oh, no, I hate this.
Is it top secret? I want to know.
Yes.
Top secret.
People will definitely see a different side to Zara.
Uh-oh.
It's on in January, and I can say it's on ITV2.
Excellent.
I love ITV2.
I love ITV2. It is.
And ITVB.
Yeah,
and ITV.
It's easy watching. It makes me laugh. Now, will this make us? Is it in what sort of entertainment?
Everybody will probably cry with laughter and maybe a little bit scared at the same time.
Oh,
wow! Something daring, not haunted hotels or something.
No.
Any other celebs involved?
Yes.
Oh,
who? We try and catch her out.
I can't say.
Hot men. Any hot men involved?
Actually, you make a very good spy. No. She doesn't reveal anything.
No hot men. There's no hot men.
So it's not
I've
a dating.
I've got my hot man. We don't need it.
Oh, we don't need any more dating.
Maybe Lizzie might need some eye candy.
Oh, well, there is eye candy maybe on the other ones, if there is other ones, but not on the one that I'm
Do you
on.
Know who I really fancy? Is that Luke
You fancy everyone at the minute.
He's amazing.
I can't cope with him.
Which one? Luke. Oh, no.
Oh, no. He is so beautiful.
Bagsy first.
No, I just shotgun him, clearly.
I interviewed him.
He's such a dream.
Our girl. Yes. Elvis.
Oh, yeah. No, and also, you know when...
Musketeers. Musketeers. I had to interview him.
So beautiful.
And I hadn't watched Musketeers. And he was walking along the red carpet about to interview. And I just went into like a weirdo. I couldn't talk. And I came up and I was like, couldn't speak. And my producer was like, what is wrong with you?
He has that effect on women.
He
but
is
do you know
hot.
What? I was actually really happy when Perry started going out with him because I was a bit like, of all people, no, but of all the girls,
bitch, I said,
let Perry have him. She's been through hell and back.
Oh yeah, I can't believe Zayn finished her by text.
And Zayn. Also, but this song, I do think I've got to say, I do like the Little Mix girls. They're very lovely girls, but this song is too far. It's too far.
No, the song is terrible. And how it's been number
quite
one.
I like it.
No, but then
shout out to my ex. You're really quite the best.
Yeah, but I have to say,
what's he saying?
I think he's been punished because he hasn't done very well, has he? He's kind of
Who's
bit, I think, yeah, he hasn't done what we thought.
Zayn
I thought he was
going out with Gigi.
Yeah, but I mean, in his, I know he's going out well with the, but work wise,
yeah, he.
Oh, I think he is.
Yeah, the thing is,
he's got a modelling thing for someone like Diesel or somebody as well. Somebody
he
good.
Does a lot with Versace.
Well, maybe it's I don't know. For me, I just thought,
but
he needs a good smack bottom like Justin Bieber.
My theory is though about the whole thing. Yeah, you're right. These young boys in showbiz need a word with Auntie Condi.
Yeah, oh, I've straightened out a couple of boys.
Has. I've seen her do it. I was once going out with his ex. Guy who was naughty, who was badly behaved, and you told him off at a party. Do you remember?
Yeah,
I seriously did.
But I've told off a few, and I've got them on the straight and narrow, and where their careers could have gone really.
Yeah.
And I've said, look, what are you doing?
And also, though, I do think about this song. Yes, it's catchy, but. Do you or do you not think the lyrics are a little bit too racy for young female fans? Because they're setting an example for young women.
As fashion director of OK Magazine, yes. Which I have in my hand, though we're on the radio, may I ask, because I was doing X Factor Live when I did that show, and they were on, they were their Little Mix.
Yeah.
And their outfits, I thought, my God, even the Condetta wouldn't wear that. Yeah. And I thought, that was something else. And I thought, was it a little bit much that, you know?
This is my theory on this. When men go on stage dressed scantily clad, no one says a thing.
Okay.
And then they get up there and everyone's like, oh, they're dressed a bit like prostitutes, this isn't good. There's no sort of male reference, you know? And I think they've got good bodies, but I actually think it's not so much like that they're not wearing very much. It's more kind of the fabrics that I didn't really like, the kind of latex-y,
shiny
plasticky. I just think they all look very flammable.
Light up. Don't have any cigarettes. So what was your opinion on their outfits? Do you think they're too raunchy?
I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
She says.
No.
From the calendar.
I like Little Mix, and I think they've done really well for themselves.
Course. But they're doing it for the girls, the British girls.
Yeah, but to wear that outfit, what do you think? Is it kind of like... Cause
I think when you've got to look... That's the thing. When you look at their actual audience and who buys the tickets to go see them on tour and the album... It is the average, probably, I would say, 12, 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Little girl.
It is a little girl. And they are Little Mix. They're not... Big Mix, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like
they're appealing to sort of just teenagers, aren't they?
Yeah,
yeah.
You wouldn't have their clothes in your range because I know you've got your own
fashion range. No, I wouldn't. But then you know, if they want to wear that, they can wear that. No one's stopping them. But I just think.
Maybe tone it down.
The thing is, no one's
stopping them, but someone is advising them. This is the thing.
Yeah.
They've got a team of people around them. Because obviously, I know I've done that job where you stand there and you tell them exactly what to wear. They are in a position, though, to say no.
Exactly. They're big enough now. It's not like they're a new girl group.
Yeah.
If they don't want to wear it, they won't wear it.
But it's difficult in the music industry because people are
they want to stand out.
But also, they think shock value will get us noticed. Yeah. And now, you know, that song they say, if you don't wear any clothes, you'll get famous.
It's
and
awful.
All of that.
It's so sexist. The whole thing is like, take your kit off and then.
Yeah, you know. I think we live in a sexist world.
Yeah, and it's like Mila Kunis just came up. Did you hear what she said? That basically someone scrutinised her and basically told her that she'd lose her whole career if she didn't get her kit off for a magazine shoot. And then Keira Knightley has just come forward saying she's turned down loads of roles because of the pay gap. It's getting ridiculous now.
Well, hopefully Trump will sort
it
out.
Yeah, I'm quite sure we've got faith. We've got real faith in the new president.
What do we think about that?
Who treats women really? Listen, I didn't like either of them. I find him, I've got to say this, entertaining to watch. It makes me laugh. My boy, it's like a comedy act, and that's not good as a president.
I know. He looks like one of the puppets out of Team America.
I don't get his hair. He's not going to be giving any hair tips anytime soon.
Why doesn't he have a hair transplant if he's got that amount of money? Not being funny.
Is that a wig?
Did you see the wife? I thought she looked like the Statue of Liberty in that sort of white flowing sort of.
I'm sure the Statue of Liberty would love that.
Going back to close, that is not, like, to me, that was not a look for the first lady. I think of Jackie, you know.
Yeah, Jackie Onassis, yeah, so cool.
Suits
or Michelle.
Sleek and Michelle.
Yeah, but it's their
one shoulder flowy thing was not.
I just wondered where
it was. And it was see through.
It was see through, actually. Very, another, like, little mix, bit out of order. But what about his tan? It's not as good as David Dickinson. That's definitely not
so
great.
He needs to take a leave out.
I bet he has a spray tan at home.
Because he has goggle marks, doesn't
he? I swear, he does it himself.
A crooked, and she is crooked.
I just don't like him.
I don't think anyone likes him.
He's a fugly man.
When I watch, I laugh, though. It's terrible.
Like, I know what you mean. If I see him on TV, I get him fit.
You've got to watch. It's like enchanting. It's addictive.
I predict what he's going to say.
I predict anarchy.
I actually predict anarchy.
No, but can I say, is this reality TV? Because he was from, you know, he did The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Is this reality TV gone mad? I mean, are we now going to have Joey Essex as our Prime Minister? You don't know.
Possibly. Yeah.
Honestly, it's quite scary, isn't it? It would be like Alan Sugar being our Prime Minister, in which case I would vacate the country pretty fast.
but can I say, reality TV has such a big impact.
It really does.
And you know, Zara, because I knew before you did the show and then after what the difference was like going out.
If you look, I think, especially in the TV industry, reality is a massive part of it. Massive part. Even on shows, I know. But then take a look at I'm a Celebrity this year. I have to say, I'm team Ola all the way.
Ola.
Can I just say, I was really surprised at, because obviously, you know, Frankie Bridge had a column with us for a while. We've done quite a lot with her.
Is she still in the column, doing a column with you?
No, she's not anymore. Her contract's over.
Columns go, come and go.
I have my column with New Magazine.
Yay!
You're under the same roof as us, so technically you're doing one for OK. It's the same umbrella.
Can I just say, Frankie didn't mention Wayne.
So, no, she did. This is what's weird, OK? Wayne does not like the limelight at all. He doesn't do any shoes.
I think he's going to be really boring.
He's totally cool. Like, he's a really nice bloke, but he's so quite, you know, he doesn't get the whole limelight thing. Yeah. And Frankie kind of owns it with all of that. But then, so I was so surprised to hear that he was going in. I nearly fell off my chair.
I think he's going to be the boring one. I hope he pipes up.
Let me tell you, you're in for a shock. Because he's going to spill the beans. He has never.
Is that what it is?
Got over the John Terry situation. Remember John Terry?
Alleged affair.
Okay, with his woman, and they were playing for the same team, the England captaincy, all of that, a few years ago. Yeah. And he's going to spill the beans.
Nice for John Terry to watch
and his wife.
It's a shame that he has to sort of eat widgety grubs, is that what they are, in order to sort of, you know, and fly to Australia.
What do you do on the jungle, Zara? Is it something that you would consider?
I haven't got ass, so, you know, obviously, God, I'd love to do anything like that, because I like a challenge. And
I can see you in that bikini under the waterfall.
Exactly, I could give them the good bikini shots. But, you know, I really would. I am a daredevil, but I am a huge scaredy cat as well. I don't like the dark combination. And I can't cook.
Yeah, you don't really need to.
Because you'd annoy everyone. You look great in your bikini. You look great in the mornings, but you can't cook.
I'm always hungry, the food bit.
And God, you do talk a lot.
When she's hungry, she's a nightmare. Horrible. And I mean a nightmare.
Hangry. Did you guys watch the Bear Grylls one?
I'd have loved to have done that.
That was tough. An amazing piece of television. I thought that was a real...
That's hardcore.
So, Aston, I interviewed Rochelle Humes the other day, and before we started the interview I was like, can you just give me the lowdown on Aston, because I just want to know how he is. She was like, oh my god, Rosie, I can't even tell you. She was like, he came back skin and bone, bearing in mind he only did it for like a couple of days.
Yeah,
she said he was covered in bites head to toe,
the fly bite.
Yeah, and she said mate, you've been through it. She couldn't believe what he even looked like. And that was after he was there for about 2 days. And he said as soon as he got there, he knew he wanted to get out because he had to find a place to sleep. And he thought it would be like I'm a Celeb. And like, that is I'm a Celebrity, but like 10 times more grueling. I think horrific. That's what makes it good television. Like, it's so good. It really
but
pushes
people. But it's
for charity. I know Dr. Dawn.
Yes. And Stand Up to Cancer.
That's the thing, though. It is for charity. Then you've got to look at something like I'm a Celeb that...
Isn't.
It isn't charity.
But it's basically
David
a big
Dickinson
old
was in I'm a
Celeb. Yeah, actually, it was very funny.
So
it was very funny.
Celebrities have been in that jungle.
But Dr. Dawn, I was with her two nights before she had to fly off. She went, don't tell anyone, so I won't. And then I looked at her and I said, have you had any eyelashes put on? What are you going to do for makeup? She went, oh, I forgot about that. I haven't got my fake eyelashes. I haven't got my... And then I said, right, I'll sort you out. So she went and got her fake eyelashes on. But then because in that it's so grueling, you're underwater, you're doing... They're all coming off, getting stuck in her eyes. She went, the worst thing I did was get those bloody fake lashes in it. I was like,
last thing you need.
Anyway, girls, well... Beautiful to see you.
So nice to see
We've
you.
We've got such a bumper-packed show. I want you to stay longer. It's gone too quickly.
It's gone too far.
It's gone way
great.
Too quick.
We've had a great time.
But we wish you loads of luck. Can't wait
Thank
to see
you. Yeah, good luck. Can't
both
wait to
your
see
shows.
The shows.
It's so Zara exciting. Being very secretive.
January. Zara, we're going to get you back in here once this show's been on and you can just talk till you're blue in the face so that we know everything.
Are you blue in the face on this show? I'm trying to get a clue.
It is the most petrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
Haunted hotels.
Do you have to do a bungee jump?
Dez.
Adventure training. She's shrugging her shoulders, people. She's shrugging her shoulders.
I'm excited.
I have to do some sort of training.
Oh, is it SAS? Are you joining the SAS?
Oh, I love that show with the hard man.
Oh, yeah. It just reminds me of Luke Pasqualino.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, my God. I just can't.
Don't go there again.
I can't. I think I love him more than Bieber.
Can we not get Elvis on the show?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, Zara, the show's out in January. Mystery show. We're all going to be glued to our screens. And, Mum, when's the show out? When's David Dickinson real deal?
In the new year. Then we're back on the screen, so I should be appearing sort of early New Year.
And can I come and bring my football
you
wares?
You can. Next time we're sort of down south, I will let you know.
Excellent.
I'm going to come and bring my old yoga pants, see what they go.
Wash. Okay. Thank you, girls. Lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Bye, girls.
To the best of Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, we've got our next guest already on the phone.
OMG!
Your good friend, Christina Rianoff. And I believe Gleb as well. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, just hey, how are you?
Gleb, you're in my kitchen. Gleb, Bruno Tonioli for my Christmas present gave me you for a Christmas present. As a calendar.
What's your favourite month?
Oh, baby, they're all my favourite. I love May because it's my birthday. But there's one, yeah, I kept 1 month on for longer. But Gleb and Christina.
Hello, my darling. So from now on, it's not OMG, it's OMD. One more dance.
One more dance, baby. Yes, I cannot wait. So tell us, Christina and Gleb, all about this. It's so exciting.
It is exciting. Obviously, we are here for a couple of concerts at Adelphi Theatre this Sunday. And we have a 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. show. And what it is really, it's a concert-style dance show where we have amazing, amazing dancers, amazing singers from West End, and also Megan McKenna singing her couple of songs, and of course Gleb and myself dancing together.
Wow!
So it's gonna be more like a pop concert.
Oh, that's exciting!
Yeah, it's gonna be really awesome. We've got not just ballroom dancing, but also different styles, contemporary hip hop.
So
it's going to be really, really amazing. And, you know, anyone who is listening right now, go to onemoredance.london, get your tickets, and come join us for a celebration of this Christmas and the dance.
Oh, my God. So this actually, you've got everything. It's like you have the singing, you've got dancing, we've got everything in this show.
Well, it's not just dancing. We have all form of dancing in there. We have hip-hop and ballet and contemporary, ballroom, Latin, Argentine tango. You name it, we have it. We have absolutely incredible dancers, those who can dance pretty much anything. And we, of course, will do ballroom and Latin. We wanted to have a big mixture of things so people can enjoy and all generations can enjoy our show. So it's a family concert. Please bring along all of your siblings and enjoy.
I tell you what, I am so excited. I am so excited because I'm obviously missing you, Christina, and Gleb from Strictly this year because you were both my favourites. And
all gone in 1 year. Boom, done.
It's all done. But I'm going to see you in the flesh on Sunday night. I can't wait.
Yes, you are. You're coming to 7:30 show.
It's going to be amazing. Now, guys, how did you do the rehearsal? Because, obviously, Gleb, you're in the States because of Dancing with the Stars. And, Christina, you've just had... I mean, you're looking incredible. Had your gorgeous baby girl. How have you done this?
So, about a month ago, Christina came to LA and we, you know, mapped out the whole show and we started rehearsals. And our solos, we already choreographed and we already rehearsed. So, and then when she was in London, I was still in LA. They start rehearsing the group numbers here, and you know, it's looking so far, it looks amazing.
Each other and learning each other's choreography. So, you know, we're professionals, Lizzie. We can do anything.
We certainly are.
I've got to say,
we can actually freestyle the whole show, and you won't know it.
Wow.
Well, Christina, you're like Superwoman because this girl had a baby, and I saw her a few weeks after, and she looked in like. The same. Incredible.
Oh, I was like, how have you done?
No, seriously, you looked incredible. And let alone put on this show, I have to say. And you're back in shape and dancing.
Has it been hard? You know, do you take the baby with you? How does it work?
It's been very, very hard, actually, you know, to get back into shape because I was breastfeeding. Obviously, I couldn't go on a diet or anything like that. And, you know, it's been difficult to sort of lose weight. But, you know, about a month ago, I just started going to yoga classes and so on, and obviously dancing a lot. So it helped me to kind of bounce back. I'm never going to be the size I was on Strictly, and that's fine. You know, my girl, my little baby, you know, she's the most important thing in my life, so that's absolutely fine.
But, she's, by the way, adorable, and the image of Ben.
And I know. And, you know, he's an incredible father.
Yeah,
and,
he's gorgeous. He's
looking after her, obviously, while we're in rehearsals, and I could have done it without him. He's just amazing.
Listen, I'm standing next to Christina right now, and I tell you that she looks incredible. She looks amazing, and she looks better than Strictly.
She
does. Well, he has to lift me all day long, so we'll see what he says on Sunday.
Yeah, true.
Listen, you're both looking very good. I can imagine. I'm so excited for this show. I mean, but guys, do you miss not being on Strictly?
Gleb doesn't because he's still doing it in America.
Well, he's doing the stateside.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the English version is very different, isn't it, Gleb?
It is very different. You know what? But we've been given this incredible opportunity to work again together, to dance together. And, you know, London is one of my favorite cities. I'm so happy to be back. I actually love the weather. I really
what?
Enjoy it.
What?
I really...
Gleb likes the rain?
I'm the only one.
Gleb.
Well, LA can get a bit hot, you know. I do understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be amazing. This Sunday, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. We're dancing again together. And all the Strictly fans are going to be there. And it's going to feel like, you know...
coming back home to your family and friends.
Exactly.
I am so excited for this show because a lot of the dancers do shows, but they, for me, they're very much of the same. It's like the ballroom. It's the same theme. You know, it's classic ballroom.
Our show is very different.
This sounds so different.
We want to tick all of the boxes and sort of give all generation a little bit of everything, you know, to see and to enjoy. We have amazing dance anthems, which are known around the world, obviously, famous songs from Strictly. Our favorite numbers, Argentine Tango for Leo, Se Paso Doble for Gleb.
Oh, it's my favorite.
It's going to be incredible. So please go watch one more dance at the Adelphi Theatre this Sunday.
Wow. And so, Christina, it's Sunday. Where can people get the tickets? Do they just go to the box office at Adelphi Theatre?
Yes,
how do they do it?
They can get tickets at Adelphi Box, obviously, ticket agency, and also on One More Dance, that's London.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I'm furiously jealous that
please
I can't go.
Yes.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm Lizzie, you're going to have to report back next week about how
I
good it was.
I am going to give a review of this. Okay, I want front seats, okay? I want
Gleb. You know what kind of review is going to be, Lizzie, because you're going to get a calendar from Gleb and you're going to be,
oh, Jesus, I do need another calendar, Gleb, I have to say.
So, maybe this one could be signed.
Oh, personally.
Personalized.
I will be so thrilled.
I'll take off my shirt and we'll take a picture. So you have a real picture.
Lizzie.
I'm blushing. If you could just see me, Gleb, I'm feeling very hot. I'm feeling very hot. Well, it sounds a show with a difference. This is going to be, I'm so
You're
excited.
You're in for a fun Sunday night.
We're in for
Thanks,
a fun
guys.
Sunday night.
Thank you.
And, you know, you are my two favourite dancers. You know that. Christina, you know I love you, Christina. I hope Ben and Upkit, is the baby going to be there? I'm desperate to see. I've met them. She's grown up so much, Christina.
She's 5 months and a half, and yes, she's not going to be there, obviously. She's too small for these.
She wouldn't enjoy the spectacle, I don't think.
I'm very good.
Yes, I did dance with her at home a little bit around my kitchen.
Oh,
it's too cute. Well, guys, listen, we want to wish you the best of luck from FUBAR.
Yes.
The show's going to be a huge success, and we'll put on the website where to get the tickets and everything. And
amazing.
I will see you both Sunday night. I'm so excited.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good luck,
Best
guys.
Best of luck. And Gleb, I'm in love with you, Gleb.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. You're in for a fun Sunday night.
I spoke to Gleb.
You certainly did. And you're probably going to meet him and he's going to take his top off for you.
Well, I've met him before and he kind of didn't really notice me.
He's got a gorgeous wife, a very gorgeous wife.
Oh,
she must
beautiful.
Be furious with all these women
I know.
Harping on around her, you know, going
well,
off.
Well, you know what?
I think it's all good. Do you know what I fancy?
Come on.
Apart from Gleb. I fancy a little Christmas song.
I'm feeling very hot.
Little Christmas song?
Yes, please, darling. I need to be iced down.
And it's one that you actually feature in the video of, I believe.
Not Driving Home for Christmas.
A little bit of Driving Home for Christmas.
Chris Rea! Yeah!
Those faces just the same. My feet.